This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney, and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio, a show that's dedicated to the conversation about how can we have faith or increase our faith every day and not just on Sundays. How can we live out our faith while running businesses or working full-time or going to school or playing basketball or parenting full-time? Whatever you're doing or whatever season of your life you find yourself in, if you find yourself curious about faith or searching for faith, or maybe your faith is running a little low and you're in need of a faith boost, the next 30 minutes is just for you. Well, what does the Bible say about faith? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." If we put that another way, faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The next question is, why is faith important? Well, also from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight or appearance." This is Everyday Faith Radio. We've got a great show for you today. I'm so excited. We have my new favorite basketball player at the University of Virginia on the show, Anthony Gill. We're going to talk about faith and playing your sport and honoring your faith, honoring God through your sport. We're going to talk to Anthony Gill about that when we come back after the break. I also want to remind you that we have an email set up. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We also have a prayer team set up if you have any prayer requests, and we'd love to hear any of your praise reports or feedback on this show. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll be back in just a moment with Anthony Gill, AG. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Albemarle Ballet Theater and Studio for the Performing Arts present their Spring Dance Gala featuring Little Red Riding Hood at PVCC's main stage on May 17th at 6:30 p.m. Ashlawn Highland is holding Field Day and the second annual James Monroe 5K on May 17th from 2 until 7. The Madison County Chamber of Commerce will host the 8th annual Business Expo on May 22nd from 1 till 6 at the Madison County Volunteer Fire Department. The Charlottesville Albemarle Regional Jail will be hosting its 5th annual golf tournament on Thursday, May 22nd at the Lake Monticello Golf Course. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Virginia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
How's your lunch?
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy? Oh, and then you'd cut it into four pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Geez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and what a great show we have for you today. Thank you for tuning in. Amazing basketball season for the University of Virginia men's basketball team this past season. What an amazing run they had. They won the ACC regular season, won the ACC tournament, first time in forever, and made it to the Sweet 16. And just an exciting team to watch and a selfless team to watch, a team that seemed to really be playing like a true team. And today on the show, we have one of the important members of that team and my new favorite basketball player at the University of Virginia, Anthony Gill, AG. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, yes, sir. It's good to be here.
Could you tell us, please, for our listeners, could you tell us a little bit about your faith journey?
I grew up in a Christian home, almost being forced to go to church every Sunday, and then I went to a Christian high school, Charlotte Christian High School. That I really learned a lot about what it means to be a Christian there, you know, but I really didn't have the personal relationship with God like I wanted to, you know, and some things happened with my family, with my mom having breast cancer and stuff like that, and I really saw how strong she was through that, and I saw the light that she was giving out, that Jesus was pouring, like, a lot of light out of her into me, and I just really wanted to know what it meant to have a personal relationship with Christ, and I really just strive ever since my junior year of high school just to be more like Jesus, and that's all I want to do.
Well, it shows with your attitude and your play, and you seem like a guy who's just all in, and you're really shining a shining light for the Lord. What would you say to any of our listeners who maybe haven't really experienced faith yet, and they're wondering about faith? What would you say to any of our listeners in terms of maybe how can they get started on their faith journey? It sounds like you've had yours. Do you have any advice for anybody who's kind of seeking faith?
Just go after it, you know. Don't be afraid of it, you know. This bigger guy can be intimidating sometimes, but to some people, just go after it, you know. He loves you. He wants what's best for you. You know, he created this whole earth, and he wants you to enjoy it to the fullest. And the only way we can do that is to be a part of him.
It's awesome. Tell me, when you're playing basketball, you play in obviously at a very high level in the ACC. The crowds are tough. I saw what you guys did down at Duke and really gave them a run, and then were able to beat them later. Tell me, how is your faith able to help you on the court, maybe kind of stabilize you a little bit instead of letting your mind drift into the crowd?
I went to Jamaica this past summer and on a Athletes in Action trip, and I really learned how to play for God there. You know, no matter what happens on the court, I give all the glory to God. You know, no matter if I miss a shot or if I make a shot, everything that I do is because of him, and I'm just going to give him the glory for it, you know, and that really just keeps me staying focused throughout the whole game, you know, no matter if the crowd is yelling or if it's quiet in there, you know, I just know I'm playing for God, and no matter who's in the gym, you know, all the eyes that are on me don't matter. The only thing that matters is God's eyes are on me.
Wow. I thought of a verse as you were telling that. The Bible talks about in Ephesians chapter 6, it's our spiritual warfare chapter, and it talks about the shield of faith, and I had this vision of you playing and really God really kind of being your shield, helping you kind of to block out the thoughts and the distractions while you play, and if you are able to pick up that shield of faith, you're able to block out the distractions and play your best game, and then, as you said, give the glory to God.
You know, that's the biggest thing, is just block out everything, you know. I always imagine somebody, I look for an empty seat in the gym, and it's hard to do that now with the winning that we've been doing,
yeah,
but
right.
I look for an empty seat in the gym, and I just imagine God sitting right there watching me, you know, and I know he has his eyes all over me, and with him right there, there's nothing I can't do, you know, and I love him so much, and I just thank him so much for the opportunities that he gives me, and without him, I wouldn't be here today.
Powerful testimony from Anthony Gill on the University of Virginia men's basketball team. Can we back up and ask, why did you end up coming to Virginia? Because I know, and our fans know, that you started at the University of South Carolina. Can you talk to us about that transition?
Our coach got, we had a coaching change at South Carolina, and I really didn't, I thought it was time for me to change too, you know. I had to get a new location. You know, we didn't have a winning season that year either, my freshman year. So I wanted to be a part of a program that is doing something special. And it was between here, University of Virginia, and Ohio State. And what really put it over the top was the coaching staff. You know, they love Jesus, and they want to be more like him. And that's what I'm trying to do too. So I'm growing on the court and off the court through this coaching staff, and it really helps me out a lot.
Coach Bennett is an amazing basketball coach and a great person. I'll also say the entire coaching staff seems like you have a great staff there. I'm particularly fond of Richie McKay. He's become a good friend of mine, and wondering about your relationship with Coach McKay. It sounds like he recruited you all the way back before you went to South Carolina.
Yeah, he was involved with me before I went to South Carolina. I ended up choosing South Carolina over Virginia at the time, but that kind of stuff happens. But yeah, Coach Richard McKay, he's a great person. You know, he's like my second dad. You know, he's always pushing me to be a better person, and he's always pushing me to be a better player. And I wouldn't be in the position I am today without him. You know, he's always just motivated me to do better things. And the coaching staff as a whole is great. You know, Coach Bennett, he's a God-fearing man, and it's just great to be around an environment like that where everybody's striving to be more like Jesus. And it's just great to, because it's always uplifting. You know, there's, when they do yell at you, you know, there's a point behind it. You know, they love you, and they just want to see you become the best you can be.
And it seems like when we talk about the temperament on the bench of the coaching staff, there seems to be a piece about the coaching staff that is very rare in today's coaching. You know, I would see that, knowing that they're men of faith, I would see that as a supernatural piece that they have on the sidelines. And I think that from a fan's perspective, it seems to overflow to the team, that you guys have a piece about you. But I really think kind of the heart of that starts with the coaching staff, the fact that they're not kind of ballistic on the sidelines like some coaches can get, that there's a piece, and that allows, it seems to me, the coaching staff to kind of navigate through some tough situations during the game. They're calm, and in return, it keeps the players calm.
Me and Coach Ben, we talk a lot of times about basketball in general. You know, we talk about life in general, and he just tells me that basketball is only the snap of a finger. You know, you're going to be over with, it's going to be over any time now, and you just have to learn how to be a better person instead of worrying about trying to be the best basketball player you can be. Try to be the best person you can be, and all else will follow and stuff like that. So when you do see Coach Bennett calm on the sidelines, yeah, he's a passionate person, but he understands that there's a bigger picture, and he understands that this is just a game, and this is a game of life. You know, God puts us in different positions to see how we react to them, and Coach Ben has definitely been passing them so far.
Coach McKay has said many profound things to me as I have gotten to know him through the past few years. One of the lessons that he shared with me that I share with my four children and our family and practically anybody that will listen, he has this saying that he says, and I'm wondering your reaction to this. Coach McKay often will say, "Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future." And he's always talking about how important it is for young people to hang out with the right friends. And sometimes you have to say no to a certain crowd, no to a crowd that wants to do things that you know you shouldn't be doing. That you need to really kind of seek the right friends that are kind of share your core values. Talk to me, for you, Anthony Gill, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. How does that speak to you?
Coach McKay says that to me all the time too. You know, growing up in High Point, North Carolina, it's a great city, you know, but there are certain situations you can get in that you can get in trouble in, and Coach McKay always tells me, when you go home, make sure you hang out with the right people. And that's what I do, you know, because he expressed to me that it's okay to be different. And, you know, I'm different. And the fact that I don't fall into the same temptations that every other college basketball player falls into, you know, because I want to be different. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to strive to be the best person I can be. And I make friends because I have that characteristic about me. You know, I want to be different, and people want to know more about me because I want to be different, you know, and people end up knowing more about Jesus because I want to know more about him, and they can see that through me. And it's just what he says to me all the time too, is superficial commitment is basically based on convenience. And that for me sums up my whole life, you know, just trying to be the best person I can be all the time, no matter what the situation I'm in, no matter who is right there in front of me, I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to be what God wants me to be. And that's a true God-fearing man.
I love that. We're going to take a break in just a second, but I love that quote also from Coach McKay. Superficial commitment is usually based on convenience. And when I've talked with Coach McKay and my new favorite basketball player, Anthony Gill, about that, we talk about how, you know, are you committed to staying in God's word? Are you committed to living your life the right way? Are you committed to your teammates? Are you committed, but only when it's convenient for you, or are you committed that that's just the way it's going to be? I love that quote. We're talking with Anthony Gill. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Everyday Faith Radio. Please don't go away.
Our vacation in a Virginia state park was a wonderful idea. The lodge is beautiful, and it has so much room. And the kids are having such a great time. And Mark and I even have time for just the two of us. This has been a wonderful experience, and we've never felt so close as a family. We'd love for you to join us. Love, Virginia.
For more information, call 800-933-PARK. Sponsored by the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, the Virginia Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Did you know that two-thirds of Americans have library cards? So what's stopping you? Drop by your local library today and get a library card. It'll be the smartest card in your wallet. A message from the American Library Association's Campaign for America's Libraries.
For more information, visit the Jefferson Madison Regional Library on East Market Street in Charlottesville, or go to jmrl.org, jmrl.org, or call 979-7151.
Is the obsession to gamble causing a problem in your life? Perhaps a loved one or a close friend? Gamblers Anonymous can help. The Gamblers Anonymous Charlottesville chapter meets every Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at the Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Universalist Church at 717 Rugby Road. To get immediate help, please call 1-434-563-6694. Remember, tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life.
Children, teenagers, and young adults pick up all kinds of habits from their parents. One of the most important is driving habits. I'm Officer McCormick from the Albemarle County Police Department. Parents, if you don't wear your seatbelt, neither will your teenager or child. If you speed or drive recklessly, your teenager may also. Please demonstrate safe driving habits for your children. One day it may save their life. Children, teenagers, and young adults pick up all kinds of habits from their parents. One of the most important is driving habits. I'm Officer McCormick from the Albemarle County Police Department.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Virginia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, my favorite UVA basketball player, Anthony Gill, AG. We were talking about this amazing season that the Cavalier basketball program enjoyed going all the way to the Sweet 16, winning the ACC tournament and the regular season, just for Cavalier fans everywhere. Just an amazing season. And I'll share with you, Anthony, I was in school in the 80s, and my freshman year at UVA was Ralph Sampson's final year. And I will share with you from a fan's perspective that your team this year was able to really get the fan base excited back to the level of the Ralph Sampson. Of course, they played at University Hall in those days. But those were just amazing years for UVA basketball. And it seemed like, you know, for lack of a better expression, the program sort of went into exile for a little while. But now we are back, and what an amazing season. Just congratulations to you and the coaching staff and the entire team. What a season. Want to back up, and you mentioned going to Jamaica last year on a missions trip. Wondering if you saw anything there or experienced anything there that was able to strengthen your faith while you were on the mission trip.
Yeah, I think that missions trip changed my life in a drastic way. You know, I went there, going on the airplane, I was like, man, I'm going to change so many people's lives. You know, I'm going to impact so many different people. But as soon as I got there, from the moment we touched down in Jamaica, it was just like everybody was changing me. You know, I was being humbled left and right. You know, we went to an orphanage, and I was like, going into it, I was like, man, I'm about to go in here and make these little kids' day. But they ended up making my day, you know, just to see the smiles on their face, even though it's just for an hour of our time throughout that day, just to see them smile when it seems like there's no hope for them. That just shows me that there is something bigger than myself out there. And I just, that trip was just awesome to me, you know, just to see God working in so many different ways in a country that I've never been in. And it was just great.
That's amazing to have a God encounter like that down in Jamaica, where you go thinking Anthony Gill's going to come in with all of his skills and all of his personality, going to come in and help change lives. And lo and behold, as God would have it, what happens? But your life has changed, and you're the one who kind of comes out of that different. And I'm sure you had an impact on the people you met down there. But God is amazing like that, how he will do that. I want to get back to your season. And when you came to the University of Virginia, you had to sit out a season, redshirt, they call that. How hard was that for you to go a whole year of your life without basketball when, you know, you had an amazing high school career, and then you had this college career going, and then the Lord tells you to make a change, come to the University of Virginia, but you have to wait a year. How hard was that?
It was very difficult at first, you know. To some people, basketball is just a game, and it's a game to me also, but it's a big part of my life. I've been playing it ever since I was young, and for it to just stop one year for a whole year, it was tough, you know. And that year, I really got stronger in my faith, you know, just because I was finding basketball as to be the center point of my life, where I needed to redirect that and put God at the center point of my life. And that really, that year off, not only helped me on the basketball court, but helped me with my relationship with Christ, you know, because I was just, if basketball wasn't going well the year before that, my whole life would be going down, you know, like my relationship with other people would be going down and stuff like that. And when I sat out that year, it really helped me to see that life is bigger than basketball, you know, and life is bigger than the things that we find most important in life, you know, and we need to put God at the centerpiece of our life in order for us to live a full life and to experience the life that God wants us to live.
Another saying of Coach McKay, such a wise man, he often has shared with me his feeling that through struggle comes strength. And so often in life, particularly as a parent for myself and some of our listeners, we see our kids struggling and we want to do everything we can to kind of help them get over the struggle. But if you can embrace the struggle, on the other side of the struggle, their strength to be attained there. And it sounds like that year did a lot for you, even though it was a struggle.
Yeah, for sure. Even sometimes in this year, you know, there was a lot of struggle going into the year. I thought I was going to come in and play a lot and at the beginning of the season, and it didn't really happen the way I wanted it to because I didn't really understand the defense like I should have. But it's all a part of it. And in order for you to become out stronger at the end, you really have to put yourself into the struggle, you know, really give it all to God, and and he's gonna pull you out of it no matter what. You know, he wouldn't give you anything that you couldn't handle, and he knew I could handle that, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity he gave me now to be able to do that.
Very important question I want to ask you, because in this sports society that we're living in today, it seems like today's athlete is all about me. It's all about my statistics. It's all about my playing time, my points, my rebounds. Give me the stat sheet at the end of the game and let me see how I did. And what I noticed about you and some of your teammates, you actually acted contrary to that. In other words, you're an NBA prospect who's coming off the bench for the University of Virginia. I wonder how you were able to handle that. But I will tell you, as a fan, the way you handled that was inspiring, and it really seemed to set the tone for the team and family attitude that you all share. Can you tell us about that?
You know, like you were saying, like nowadays it's all about me, me, me. And the way I see it, it's all about he. Mm. You know, without him, I would not be here in this position. You know, I know he's going to pull me out of these struggles. I know he's always going to be there with me no matter what, you know. And for me to complain that I am on a Division I basketball team with thousands of people watching me all the time, how do I look complaining that I'm coming off the bench when other people and people in Jamaica are starving and stuff like that? And for me to just try to complain about that, it makes no sense, you know. I just need to give up everything I love for him, and that's all I try to do.
I could really see how that Jamaica trip has impacted you, just talking to you here on the radio and kind of going from that part of the world to, as we were just saying, to John Paul Jones Arena and had the, you know, the beautiful Charlottesville University of Virginia. It's awesome. Anthony Gill, thank you so much for being on this show. We're praying for you and the basketball team to continue to be a shining light. Last question, what advice would you have for any of the young people today that are listening to this show? What advice would you have for them?
That it's okay to be different. You know, be yourself. Be who God has molded you to be. And don't care what other people think. You know, only thing that matters is what God has for you in your life. And that's the biggest thing for me. Just what does God have for me in my life that I can show other people? And that's all I want to do. And that's all everybody out there needs to do, is just be yourself. Be who God wants you to be, not who the person beside you wants to be.
Anthony Gill, best of luck to you and the entire University of Virginia men's basketball team. I think the future is incredibly bright. You spoiled us this year with just a great, great season, and I really feel that there's more great seasons to come. I think you have a terrific future for you. Real quick, I want to slip one more question in. Life after basketball, you thought about that at all?
Yes, sir. You know, I want to get into the hotel business one day and just impact people in the hotel business, because you do meet so many new people all the time, and I just want to show everybody the light.
Anthony Gill, I am sure you will be successful in whatever you do. You've got an amazing attitude, just a great, great teammate. Best of luck to you. Go Cavaliers. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Have an awesome Sunday. We'll see you next week. Peace.